We also had some technical difficulties when I was starting the show. And this rather pisses me off because I have this little box that's supposed to allow you to connect, say, two monitors to this little box. And then that box allows you to connect using a USB-C port that to your computer and have two monitors. And so I had to do that because last Thursday I worked from home, and part of the reason for working from home was to go to a doctor's appointment that I needed to go to. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. But I assumed, hey, this laptop is a new laptop. It should have that capability. It's got USB-C. What the fuck? But apparently not all USB-C connections have that capability, because I plugged in, none of the other fucking monitors worked. And so I'm like, well, shit. Now I gotta, like, just use this fucking laptop panel. I don't feel like having my head turned and looking at that the whole entire time. So after I struggled with that for a moment, I ran and grabbed my other monitor cable and connected that. So here we are. So I think I'm unfortunately going to have to continue to have a little bit of a rat's nest of cables back over here, because otherwise, not so great. Black Cat says, I've been thinking about connecting an extra monitor to my rinky-dink laptop because the screen sucks on the laptop. Yeah, I mean, they're not so great. Also, I'm going to eat because I have not eaten and I am very hungry. If you want to see what I'm eating, you're going to be like, that probably looks like, it looks like barf. See this? Well, it isn't so much leftovers as much as this is part of my saving time and saving money initiative. So yesterday I cooked some dirty rice in the Instapot. So it's, I'm going to give you the recipe. I'll give you the recipe right now. If you have a 6-quart Instapot, you add 2 pounds of ground beef. You saute that with a tablespoon or two of the oil of your choice. Then when that is browned, you turn the power off. Let it cool down. Add 2-2.5 cups of water. Add a nice mix of spices. I used paprika, onion powder, Italian seasoning, black pepper, Tony Kasher's Cajun seasoning, and a little bit of salt. So then you want to stir all that up, so you basically have like a meat soup. Make sure you get all of it off the bottom. Then added about 1.5 cups or so of brown rice, right? And you don't want to stir that. You want to leave that sit on top. You do not want to stir, okay? Then about $0.50 or so size of spaghetti that I cracked in half twice. Put that on the top. Can of water chestnuts. Bag of frozen corn. Lock the fucking lid. Cook it for 10 minutes. Let the steam dissipate naturally over 5 minutes. And you got yourself food for the week. So that's what I did. Emir is here. It says, yo, yo, brother cigar. Emir, how you doing? I'm starving. I'm having a day where I feel like I just ran out of time. And I can't believe it's already fucking 9 o'clock. Amir's knees are bugging them. I hear that. My knees have been bothering me a lot too, although they're feeling better today. Yeah. So the biggest thing is just this cable mess of shit. Like, I don't know how I'm gonna don't know how I'm gonna fix that problem necessarily. Probably going to have to read up and see if there was something that I was missing from this thing. I'm wondering if it's a function key issue or some other horseshit, but get that, cross that bridge trying to get to it. I certainly don't think I'm going to mess with that tonight because I'm wiped. Black Cat's knees are better. Amir also got an x-ray taken earlier today. When do you get the result of the x-ray? And then Black Cat even did a little leg press at the gym today and did not hurt herself. That's good. That's always good to hear. I'm glad you didn't hurt yourself. Okay, so you're going to get the results of that tomorrow. Good, good. I hope that it's nothing super crazy, nasty, yucky. Mir has been doing leg and stationary stretching. Need to make sure I do my stretching and shit and whatever tonight, even though I feel like I'm just fucking exhausted. But there's possibly some reasons for that exhaustion. And again, we're going to talk about that tonight. But yeah, I'm going to eat a few more spoonfuls of this and I'll put it away. Mm-hmm. It's so good. This may be better than the beefaroni. I'm not lying. I had thought I saw somewhere on this machine a little user guide thing for this machine. But now I want to find it because wherever that was, I'm gonna have to poke around and look for that damn thing somewhere. What's it on here? G. No. Is no help. Is no help at all. Pee pee poo poo. Oh well. That is making it less aggravating. I found that to alleviate some of the issues that I've had with my knees, they sell this little you can get these little plastic self sort of massage tools. And even outside of using a massage gun, pushing around with that and finding where you have like a sore spot and then pressing on it and letting that pressure just sort of release, you know, it hurts, but you let that kind of release. I feel like that has also really helped me quite a bit. But how is everybody else doing otherwise? I know we missed last week. I'm sorry for that last week. I hope what some of you did maybe have time to check out was the guest spot that I did on the Intentional Human podcast with Adrian Cavada. So I did a guest spot, did a guest talk on his podcast. That was very nice of him to invite me. But I thought that was a good talk. Had some good questions, talked about some things that were fairly serious, you know, circling back to some of the shit that's been going on with me and how I've been trying to manage, things in general. But, Yeah, that was nice. That was a nice little guest spot. So, you can check that out. I think that's on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, I believe. That's The Intentional Human with Adrian Cavada. So, I'd urge you to check it out. It was really nice. It's a real nice time. Eat one more spoonful. I'm gonna go put this in the kitchen. Podcast folks, we'll be right back. Okie doke. A few points of note now that we're back. I turned off, there was a stupid option enabled on my router that allows Cox Internet to share your router as a Wi-Fi hotspot, which is great for them, but shitty for me. And I think that might have possibly have been one of the reasons why I would get that weird disconnect and drop. Not 100% certain, but I did go through the steps of finding the configuration for that crap and turning it off. So that is now turned off. So we'll see if that helps or improves the dropping issue. But yes, that is now disconnected because it's horseshit. In the hoops you had to go through to disconnect it and turn it off on Cox, it's pretty silly. But that's done. That's done and that's turned off. So fingers crossed that that's one less technical problem to have to deal with. Krista says, "Oh yeah, I forgot. That's what I wanted to listen to. I'll catch you tomorrow while I'm out and about shopping." And Krista's doing good there. They're having a heat wave of upper 30s to almost 50 by the weekend. Black Hat says, "Yeah, I turned that off when I had Xfinity." Man, 50, that'd be nice for you. Not as nice for me that the Lions fucking won. The Lions are an actual football team this year. Don't break my heart. Don't let me down, Lions. But they're actually they're playing. And they fucking. I went downtown and watched a Lions game at a bar. Amazing. I was like, oh yeah, finally. Not like I'm the biggest football fan in the world, but it's not like I'm gonna be a big football game if they fucking shit the bed every goddamn time. The Lions who always lost the holiday games? Yeah. Those Lions. By the way, I feel like my stubble beard is on point right now. Is this not good or what? So yeah, we did that. What else did we do? We forgot to put our cover on our motorcycle, and then it rained, and so now it's all wet. And fucked up. I mean, it's not really fucked up, but it's just wet. It's supposed to rain on and off throughout the evening and rain tomorrow. And the unfortunate thing about that is now that it's wet, you don't want to put the cover back on it because then you'll be scratching it and or you'll be trapping the moisture in there and then you'll just get mold. So I pretty much just have to leave that sit out in the rain, unfortunately. The sinus, whatever horseshit that I got from that cold, has been hard to fully shake and get rid of, but I'm still a little congested. I can still feel some of that crap in there, and also something in my fucking eye. But it's better. But I haven't really. I've been getting weird sleep, and I want to explain why on that in a minute. Because you know how I like teasing you guys and playing games. So I'm going to ask you this question. And it's going to sound, you're going to go, oh, horse shit. It's bullshit. But there should be not just the good beard, but there should be something else that you may notice that is missing from me right now in terms of the show. And me gesticulating like I'm an Italian person is part of a hint. Black Cat says, I wish it would rain there. It's been months. Oh, yeah, we
it's snow.
I hate snow. If I do end up going back to Michigan, that will be one thing that I will not miss. Not miss in the slightest. Got like a piece of... I know what it always is. It's always like some tiny little near invisible eyelash that somehow grows like backwards and then basically just shreds your eye into like a fucking cheese grater. And like, how's it even fucking happen? That doesn't even make any sense. It doesn't even make any sense. Well, I will give you the answer. What you do not see on Mr. Cigar right now at this moment is a drink. And the reason for that is because, unfortunately, right now, I cannot consume alcohol. The other unfortunate thing is that I can also, unfortunately, not consume stimulants, meaning caffeine, meaning coffee. So here's what happened. Here we go down the little rabbit hole story thing. As my laptop fan shoots itself into the fucking sun. Why? It's not like it's doing that much. Jeez. Dude, settle down. Settle your shit down a little bit. I mean, I guess it's using 30% of the CPU. Which, you know, isn't crazy, but... Just put it on the floor. It's colder down there. Crystal's looking for something different on my person. No. Same CG, otherwise. But I went to this doctor last Thursday. That's why I did a day where I worked from home. And I took a test. The test goes like this. You put a little band around your head, and then you take a test. And the test is you watch a video for about 20 minutes of a variety of shapes that appear on the screen. When you see a shape that is the same shape and the same color appear more than once in a row, you click a button. And that's all you do for 20 minutes. Obviously not very hard, but especially given current conditions and everything else, whatever, for me, it did make me antsy and fidgety and whatever. So found myself kind of dozing off a couple times. The test ends and I get the results. And in talking to the doctor and reading the results, she's like, well, you did pretty good. Like you were just fine on reaction time for the most part. You know, you had a couple outliers, which is an indicator a little bit of something. But usually if you play video games and you work sort of with computers, whatever, you're usually pretty good with that. However, she says, read the little portion that's right by your thumb. Oh, I'm going to read it. I'm going to actually read it to you. Okay. Here's what it says. Here's what it says. So there's like a little, there's an activity section with a little cross graph and then like a dot in the middle. And so for the control group, it's a fairly smallish little dot. And mine, as you can sort of see, let's see if I can sort of hold this up here. No, it's going to just invisible it. On mine, it says, your test result expressed as 2.9 in the control group. 99% were less active than you were during the test. Graphs above show the examples of the results in the areas of activity, inattention, and impulsivity for a person in the control group. So, you know, I had a couple more little outliers in a few spots. But basically, as a result, she said, yeah, you know, I think you've got some shit going on. And I sort of assumed this, but hearing it from a doctor makes even more sense that anxiety, depression, and what you would consider ADHD, there's sort of a three parts to a whole in a certain sense. And what she said is, if you are somebody that has ADHD, you often have anxiety and depression. But if you treat that anxiety and depression, it won't work. Like, it may help a little bit, but the problem is you're going to keep going back to having anxiety and depression because the ADHD is basically the cause, more or less. Like, you have to remove that linchpin for the others to fall in line. Because I asked her as we're going through this, I said, like, you know, do you think I've got it? And she's like, yeah, you know, you have some indicators of depression, depression and all that sort of stuff. So the end result of that conversation, and after talking to her, was, hey, like, you know, what's kind of going on? What do we, you know, do on this sort of moving forward? And what she decided to do is she said, well, I want to put you on, I want to try out some medications. And now I ran through and told her about the whole Cymbalta brain frying whatever episode, and so in talking to her, she said, I want to put you on something that's a newer medication. It's less of a traditional stimulant. I'm gonna put you on a low dose. We're gonna try this for 2 weeks. You take it at night. So you take it at night basically before you go to bed. Now, this thing is supposed to have a delayed release sort of capsule to it. So you take it at night, and as the day goes on, your body eventually dissolves through this outer capsule, and then you get the medicine, and the medicine is supposed to take effect when you wake up in the morning, and then you're supposed to have it through the day. This is a complicated sort of mess, so try to follow along, bear with me. I'm like, okay, in theory, that sounds great. And I guess part of that is so that you can give it to a child at nighttime and not have to worry about it in the morning, whatever. But taking this medicine, you cannot consume alcohol because that will speed up the disintegration of the capsule and or can cause you to hyperabsorb the medicine. So can't drink right now, which kind of sucks. The second portion of that is, well, we need to kind of do a controlled test. And I feel like some of the thinking on this is half true. But she's like, I don't want you to be taking anything that's a stimulant, so no pre-workout with caffeine or anything like that. No coffee, no strong tea. So since Thursday, I also have not had any coffee. Basically since Friday, I haven't had any coffee. And man, right around Saturday evening, afternoon, whatever, I got a pretty nasty headache. And started to get one today too. Started to get a pretty bad headache. But I feel like ever since I went to the gym and worked out, that's been less. It's kind of dulled to a little bit of just an ache. But I also don't quite know if this medicine is working correctly. I feel like my body is somehow dissolving through that capsule too soon because I'm back to this weird thing where I wake up at like 5 o'clock in the morning. And when I wake up like that, I'm not necessarily sleepy, which leads me to believe that that is the medicine going, ah, alert, awake, focus time, let's do stuff. So I don't really think. I think it's number one, not high enough of a dose. And number two, I don't know if this thing quite just so works with its delayed reaction, whatever time payload. So I'm going to give it a few more days and then probably call the doctor back and go, yeah, I don't know about this. Doesn't, I gotta be honest, doesn't really seem like it's doing a whole hell of a lot than interrupting my sleep. And then I feel like for a little while in the afternoon, I get sort of a crash. You know, and it's not like you suddenly turn into just a complete and ultimate zombie, but suddenly start feeling, you know, today it was around 3, 3:30. Just, oh man, I am just starting to. So, work in progress, unfortunately. And I feel like too, when that more sort of hits, yeah, it kind of makes your anxiety and the rest of that shit kind of get a little worse again. So I'm just kind of like, I wish all this shit would just. And on top of that, I got to get my taxes and all the rest of this shit done, figured out, and blah, blah, blah. So at some point, I got to get on all that and try to figure all that shit out. You know, what is this thing doing? You keep popping up this other little thing that's running, and you don't need to be running right now. It's streaming time. It's streaming time. So, yeah, and oddly enough, I talked to somebody this weekend in discussing all of this depression, anxiety, and everything else. And they were also talking about mushrooms and how they were in a very bad, very dark place for a while and went down sort of the microdose route for a little bit of a period. And they basically, you know, they attribute that to almost saving their life in that sense, that you know, kind of regrows some neural pathways and whatever else. I also started reading on caffeine, and there is a whole forum about people going decaf and how bad some people struggle with that. Some people claim they've had headaches for weeks, weeks afterwards after cutting out caffeine. Some of them talk about how they have struggle finding joy and everything else. It's like, well, you know, because your dopamine shit. Apparently, whatever now is fried from a lot of that. So, as Black Cat says, it's complicated stuff. And I think I, in a lot of ways, took for granted, and a lot of stuff, drink coffee. Everybody drinks coffee, so who cares? You know, but I think about like elderly people. Think about elderly people and, oh, you know, now that you have some heart and age and whatever stuff, you have to go on decaf. And how that may be just a total brain fry sort of scenario for them. So it's had me do a lot of thinking on a lot of this stuff. And King Dinosaur is here, by the way. King Dinosaur says, good evening, friends. Good evening to you as well, King Dinosaur. Hope you're doing all right. Got your crown, got your dinos. So I'm still playing the medication roulette, unfortunately. And yeah, it's not my favorite. It's not my favorite by a long shot. And hiccuped. So as I adjust and as I go through some of that shit, Krista says, beautiful. No, you. As we continue to go through some of this stuff, like, I don't know, you guys will have to be maybe a little bit of a barrier for mood, but somebody that I talked to this weekend as well, you know, when I told them about all the stuff that I was going through, they said, yeah, you know, I did notice a little bit of your mood back in the day where it, you know, kind of shifted a little bit. You weren't as, I said, well, yeah, because man, I'm the pressure and everything kind of cracked me a little bit. You know, I wasn't as much of the big boisterous outgoing because a lot of your confidence, like a lot of my confidence is shot. And I'm worrying and anxious and whatever all the time. So trying to get through all of that. And I'm just hoping that eventually the combo of what I need gets dialed in and nailed down. Because, you know, like, it's one of those things where I know a lot of people say, oh, well, when people go on those medications, you know, they're not them anymore or whatever. But that's like, well, that may be true, but I also kind of know I'm not really me right now anyway. So, Rev Master stopping in. Rev Master, good to see you. Watched a lot of Derek Danzig's streams this weekend, by the way, which were a lot of fun. So if you don't follow Dr. Danzig, make sure you drop a follow for him. I'm going to drop that in over here. In side offshoot note, I've used a mechanical keyboard now for quite some time. But man, I'm like falling in love with a membrane keyboard again. Because I got this keyboard. It's the SteelSeries Apex 3. It's a membrane keyboard that feels like a mechanical keyboard. There's a higher quality rubber mat for the membrane. And it gives you almost a mechanical keyboard tactile feel to it, but the quietness and smoothness of a membrane keyboard. So not very expensive. If you need a new keyboard, might want to check it out. But yeah, that's the crazy gauntlet that we're currently going through. Can't have caffeine, can't drink. So I went to a bar this weekend to watch the Lions play. You know, I was kind of saying, like, nobody else wanted to go. I'm like, man, you know, again, I think about, like, a lot of the other positive things that I have around here in Arizona. Then I go, man, nobody wanted to watch one fucking football game? Like, Jesus. You know, I could have went over to my dad's house or something like that. Or, you know, a buddy of mine, he had people over at his sister's house. Or, yeah, his sister's house. They were going over there to watch it. So I'm like, man, come on. So anyway, I went to the bar by myself and had to order a non-alcoholic beer. Not that that's any big problem, but they only had fucking one left. They only She's like, I think this is the last one we have. I was like, well, shit. I don't know. I guess give me a ginger beer or something. So that was kind of a stupid silly bummer. Tonic water is delicious. I'm 1,000% in agreement with you on that. Tonic water is just so tasty. I know some people think of it as like angry water, which maybe it is a little bit, but I like it. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're... King Dinosaur, it's interesting you say that. Apparently, the non-alcoholic beer segment is a current, like, I don't know, hot segment that a lot of people are, yeah, trying to kind of stay away from alcohol, but don't want to stay away from the social activity of being in a bar. So, you know, Krista says it'd be happy with a Shirley Temple extra grenadine, which, you know, some places you can get stuff like that, but this place, I mean, this place, they, I think they did have kind of a full bar up there, so I probably could have got something like that. But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like it makes you feel a little bit more like you're with everybody else. You know, if they're at the bar and they're having some beers, like, okay, so I got my bottle of beer, just so happens to not have any alcohol in it. Not my favorite non-alcoholic. So of the non-alcoholic beers that I've tried, okay, so far, I would say Guinness is probably the best. And the reason why is because, honestly, if you put that side by side with a regular Guinness, I don't know if I would be able to, I don't know if I would have been able to tell the difference. So that's really good. Actually, I think the Corona, the non-alcoholic Corona, I actually think is better than regular Corona. That one's pretty good. So they do have some good ones. This is the Heineken Zero, which I'm not the biggest fan of Heineken anyway. It kind of tastes like a skunked beer from the outset. But you got to do what you got to do. King Dinosaur says, I drank it when I was forced by the state into sobriety, but I was still gigging in Rodeo Kill for that very reason. So just to have something in his hand. Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know. I don't want to just sit there with a glass of water. Like, the bartenders and everything else, like, they, okay, well, I was here and just watched the sports game, and all I had was water. Bye. I don't know. I feel like you got to support the establishment a little bit. So, you know, I don't mind it. Actually, the taste isn't that bad. Black Cat made grenadine from scratch once. Squeezed the damn pomegranate seeds with cheesecloth. Last time I'll do that. Where's a cheers to you for giving that a go? I wouldn't have done that. I did hand make a bunch of pirate punch juice and squeezed all the lemons and limes and grapefruits and everything else on my own, but... yeah, no, that may be, depending on how this medication shit, whatever, fucking swings, you know, I don't know, that could be alcohol game over for me. I certainly, lately, when I've gone to this mocktail bar downtown, I'm off all that stuff, too. I stopped all that stuff, sort of, I think when I left to go home to visit Michigan, I stopped all that, and I'm not going to have that anymore. I don't want to say it's a little bit of a adtox slash detox. And I know I have this, some of this other stuff that I'm trying to take to measure myself out. So in the meantime, I'm going to cut out some of this other shit. I would love to just quit these nicotine pouches, but boy, I don't know how many, I don't know on how many fronts I can give up all that shit all at once. So I'm trying to at least taper off and take the lower milligram packs, but yeah, I kind of wish I'd never started on those either, but I do feel like, I do feel like that is less impactful than, you know, something like the Kratom, Kava, possibly alcohol, whatever. King Dinosaur hated using his banned drink tickets on them, though. Yeah, I mean, I could see that. Ah, you just give him, some lady. Hey, man, you know, I'm with the band, and like, I only drink the stuff I brew at home, so like, you just have my tickets, babe. Krista remembers drinking in O'Doul's with a neighbor when she was 16 or 17 and thinking she was getting a buzz. It's amazing the power of placebo. I maintain to this day that they should just release a drug called placebus. Probably half the people out there would have no idea what it meant, and they could give it to you and say it was going to solve all your issues. I mean, come on, drug companies. You want to talk about making a fortune? It's just a fucking sugar pill. Do you have erectile dysfunction? Anal leakage? Bleeding eyeball? Gout? Diarrhea? Anxiety? Depression? Fingernails that fall off? An arm growing out of the side of your head? All of these and more can be solved by placebus. Placebus, the new drug from the Cigar Goa Lounge. Taking just two doses of placebus a day can solve any and all of the known issues that ail you. Call now and be part of our limited time run, where for $30, you can get a month's supply of placebus. Known side effects are none. Placebus has no known side effects. Zero. You just take it and you just have happy smiles. Just happy smiles all day. That's the power of placebus, baby. You just take it and you just feel good. Remastered's not really drank anything in a while, only water. I mean, really, I say this with all due seriousness. Good for you. Like, seriously, good for you. Chris says, I don't know how to be able to give up easier, nicotine or caffeine. I don't think either is necessarily easy. I don't know which would be worse. I know that the last time I had no nicotine pouches and went, let's see, I think the last one I had was at like 6 o'clock in an evening. And then by about 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock the next day, I felt like I was just like, but I need to cycle off and try to get off of those. I need to just buy the weaker ones and eventually just quit. But like, part of it is dry mouth that I sometimes get from some of these medications too. Although I guess I could solve that with just chewing gum. But Black Hat says, from what I've seen, I think nicotine is harder to quit. I would say probably true. But man, some people, like, there's a period of time where I drank just Mountain Dew constantly. I used to drink like a pot or two of coffee a day, just pounded down the fucking coffee. So I think all of that, you can taper off of it eventually. You know, full blown quit can be difficult, of course, but worst comes to worst on that, I'll just tell the doctor too, hey, I want to quit this, and just quit. You know, I do really like having a cigar and shit now and then. So, I don't know. Part of me goes, be good to cut back and maybe just go back to every now and then you have a cigar. But yeah, that's a tough nut to crack. Krista has been smoking since 95. That's a lot of smoking. But then again, not quite as regularly as lately, but yeah, I've had cigars for a long time. Reverend Master says, but I've for the most part adjusted to one meal a day, but then upping my time to 2 hours of workout, one for resistance and one for walking back and forth until I can get back out and walk the sidewalks. I mean, again, good for you. I mean, 2 hours, it's a lot. You know, your body does need rest. I don't know if you're doing that every day. I like today, for example, while I was eating a little bit on stream is because I now struggle with a bit of a time crunch because I left work, went to the gym, kind of hurried up through that. Then when I got home, wanted to play video games with a buddy. And then as soon as that was over, I fucked around with this and this stupid cable shit, whatever, that didn't work. And you're like, dude, it's already fucking 10 o'clock. In like 2 hours, I gotta go to bed and go to work tomorrow. King Dinosaur says, I never smoked, never wanted to. Most of my friends did. Didn't really start drinking coffee until my early 20s. Now I'm a full-blown addict. Remember, this is 4 days with that and 1 day of just light exercises. Well, you know yourself best, but your body does need times of rest. So be careful. But I'm glad to hear that you're sticking with it and that you're staying disciplined with that and keeping up with it. That's very good. I truly applaud you on that one. But yeah, it's been a little bit of a time struggle now to do these workouts and shit like this. You know, pretty much sitting around the rest of the time. So it is what it is. Hey, fair enough, man. Yeah. I'm sore because, yeah, it was a while since I really, you know, between the week before that and then getting sick, I was like, man, like, motherfucker. Like, when you're first getting back into it is when it's, like, the hardest. Krista started smoking the night of her Nana's funeral, passed from cancer, and you wanted to join her. Oh, Jesus Christ. Please don't. Oh, God. Krista! Only seem to get sore when I don't get the protein intake. That reminds me, I need to go shopping and buy more protein powder because I just ran out. So I need to get off my Badoopska and get in on that and get some of that rocking and rolling. But that's the most of what I wanted to share. I'm fighting headaches because I can't have any caffeine. And I'm also on this other medicine that may also be causing me to get headaches. Because, of course, some of the side effects from that are possible muscle tension headaches. These may subside as your body adjusts. Oh, great. Glad to hear it. Ugh. King Dinosaur says, I'm pulling for you, brother. Thanks, dude. As always, appreciate everybody's love, care, and support. But yeah, this fucking thing I'm most irritated right now is about this little monitor splitting box thing. The fuck is with that? You know? Should have just worked nice and easy peasy. Shorty Straw is here with an oi. But I'm sure when he said it in his gorgeous Finnish accent. King Esther says, sorry, I've been more available lately. Oh, man, you've been going through some shit, too, with shit with your family and all that. So, like, man, I get it. You know, don't beat yourself up over that. King Dinosaur, by the way, does not stream. But you know who does is Shorty Straw. Shorty Straw streams. Say that 10 times fast. Shorty Straw streams. Fantastic guy. He's been listening in. He's starting his work PC. But Shorty Star plays a lot of retro games. So if you don't like all that newfangled fucking bullshit, go hang out and watch Shorty Straw. Not only is the man gorgeous, he truly is. Like, he looks like Cary Elwes. I'm not even joking. And has perfect hair and a perfect beard. But he's got a soothing voice and this brilliant accent. But really, he's also funny. And his streams are great, so make sure you check him out. If you don't like bullshit, if you don't like bullshit, stop by and check out Shorty Straw. Rubmasters have noted to get rid of headaches. He's been having to up his water intake. I feel like I've been pretty good on the water intake, mostly because my pee, which is frequent, is clear. But I think it's giving me tension headaches in the muscles behind my shoulders and neck. Because like after I went to the gym and worked out today, like I said, it mostly went away. So I have a feeling it's tension muscle causes your muscles back here to tense up. Because earlier today I was like, oh, yeah. I was doing that in my office, and no, I was not. Clear pee also means you're overhydrated. But anyway, eat some salted peanuts for the sodium and potassium for two clear of whiz. Oh, I'm going to have some peanuts. I'll have some delicious peanuts after the stream is over. It sounds fucking good. I always err on being slightly overhydrated because as somebody who has had kidney stones and the immense pain that comes with kidney stones, I don't ever want fucking kidney stones again. That shit is so fucking brutal. And again, given the medicine and supplements and shit that I'm on, I'm like, well, you gotta keep yourself hydrated and flush that shit out. You know, it sucks to have to frequently go pee, but well. That's the one thing that I liked about working from home is nobody can see you get up and go pee-pee. So I'm not like, man, that guy, how many times does that guy get up and go to the bathroom? What do you want me to do? You want to sit here with a fucking pee-pee bucket? Fine, I'll do that, motherfucker. I'm going to go get a Home Depot bucket. I'm going to sit here and just fucking have a piss bucket. And then at the end of the day, I'll go pour it out in the parking lot all over your fucking car, bitch. Oh man, I wish Dr. Perry was here. Dr. Perry would have clipped that. And make sure it comes out on the mic too. Just catheter. Hey, what is that tube burning down out of your pen? Oh, don't worry about it, dude. And then just pee just starts leaking out. Moogle87, how you doing? See, I really truly do miss you all when I don't have, when I can't do the shows because of shit like this. You know, I feel like this is the spice of my life, especially now that I can't drink and can't have caffeine and can't. Ah! Oh, I heard pee in tubes and I got excited. I almost was going to stream some video games this weekend, but good Lord, that one day the headache was bad. I'm like, this is like migraine level shit. Like I think I'm just going to go lay down and do nothing because it's actually making me fucking nauseous. You know what happens when you throw up on stream? Actually, there's a magical thing that can happen if you throw up on stream. Do you know, and this is popular in Finland, or Sweden and Norway, one of those countries. Hey, I'm going to ask the stream this question. I think I've asked this question before. Have you ever experienced or been the cause of a barf-o-rama? Now, we got to be clear on the terms. For it to be an o-rama, it has to be at least three people. Can't just be two people. So that has to be three people actively throwing up at a time. Right? I came this close one time to being the inspiration of a barf-o-rama. I'd eaten a lot of Japanese food. We went out to the bar to sing karaoke. Oh, Shorty Straw's done it! He, his son, and girlfriend. Let's all give a round of applause. Man. Shorty, if you were any more perfect, I would say you were not a real person. That's incredible. That's fucking great. Yeah, group puke. Group puke, barf-o-rama, you know, like, yeah, it's rated E, it's educational and informative. But yeah, I threw up in this pail, I started getting sick. After this party, I went back and threw up in this bucket pail. I think it might have been like a kitchen pot. And, it was so disgusting and apparently smelled so bad that one of the other guys threw up a little bit, and then the other guy started gagging and fled the room and was about a hair's breadth away from throwing up. So I was so close. That's like a pseudo bucket list item. It's a bucket list item. Moogle may have been in one in high school. Oh shit, Shorty almost got the quad. Would have been four people, but your daughter just got over the bug 6 hours before the rest of us. Damn it. Damn it. You're so close. King Dinosaur never pukes or passes out. It's not a gift, but a curse. What? How do you figure? I mean, I guess sometimes barfing really does feel good. It's like it feels terrible. But then afterwards, the relief. And like, it's like a whole workout. You want six pack abs? Just start throwing up. And then afterwards, you're all sweaty and you're like laying on the floor. And you're like, oh, I'm finished throwing up. Four is the unicorn. You get four or more. And you should get like an award. You should get an award from one of those organizations, world. Fucking whatever forum. During Oktoberfest, Moogle says, our high school had a root beer drinking contest, and it was a table of eight. First to finish three cans wins. And I'm sure people were yakking from the carbonation. It's bulimia six pack, dude. Kansas, because I'm the last one standing and in a blackout, therefore apt to get in or cause bad trouble. And I should clarify, I do not drink like that anymore. God, 10 groups? That root beer drinking contest, that sounds like a horrible idea. I mean, it's a great idea. But also, that being like a school-sponsored thing, That's a lot of root beer. Now I want a root beer. Damn you. Your abs are sore if you throw up, even if it's just dry heaving. Yeah, dude. I should do a point redemption, barf on stream, and then see how many of you potentially get sick and start throwing. Maybe that's the way to do the four. The Shorty, next time you're streaming, dude, just throw up. Call your girlfriend, whatever, being like, hey, I have to show you something. I don't know why you're suddenly Italian. I have to show you something. and then they throw up, and then people on stream get sick and they start throwing up. You might be able to get into fucking double digits. You may be able to get in double digits. World record. It's a way to be a champion. That's what I say. Yeah, it's global. Revmaster's drink is a bet, but never really cared to drink it for the military, having to deal with the babies that couldn't drink. You little piss diaper fucking greenhorns over there can't even chuck on a keg of beer. It's true, though. Some people really cannot handle their alcohol at all. I saw a lot of that when I was working the door. People would come in and they would order these. They'd order these like Belgian strong beers, and they'd pound one down and be like, "Oh wow, it's delicious." They'd order another one, and there was supposed to be a rule that those particular beers, like, you get one an hour. You can't do I whatever. It was just a rule for the place because they were very, very strong. And of course, you'd get people who would come in and be like, "Oh no, I can really hold my alcohol." And you're like, "Yeah, you drink Bud Lights." And they come in and they pound the shit down. Did I ever tell this story about the girl at the fucking birthday party? I swear I talked about this before. King Dinosaur says, "My friend Dan was a casual barfer. He'd be having a conversation, he'd just turn aside and eat." And resume time. Yeah, so one time, me and the boys, we were out watching a football game, and we decided that the best way to score touchdowns is if you have a really good defense. Jesus. Yeah, good thing that was outside at those yelling parties. Keggers at Fossil Rock. That sounds like a book. Keggers at Fossil Rock. Down at Fossil Rock. You had one person keep telling you that he loved you as a brother, and it was mentally eye-rolling because he just drank that night an entitled bottle of the large black label Jack Daniels. Military drinking fest. Whew. But anyway, so... nothing to brag about, but Finland drinks quite a lot. And being out drinking with foreign buddies, they pass out at the warm-up beers, and we haven't even taken out the strong stuff. You European fellas can put shit away. I'll tell you that much. You're all gorgeous and thin and everything else, but you guys just drink like fucking fish. What Finnish strong beers or whatever do you have? But so I'm working this place, okay? And there's a birthday party. So there's a table and there's a group around. And I'm going through doing whatever. And eventually at some point I notice they're all like huddled around the table. So I go over there and I'm like, okay, I need to see what they're doing. Like, and the girl whose birthday it was is sitting like this. And they're taking glasses and they're putting it to her mouth and she's just like a tap, but puke. And they've got like four pint glasses on the table that she's just barfed in. I'm like, oh, okay, come on, that's it. You all got to go. Everybody else, pay your tabs. Y'all got to get out. Like, we can wait till she's done, but you've all had enough. Fucking disgusting. I had to throw out all these pint glasses. I had to pull out like five pint glasses full of puke. And puke on the fucking table and everything. Like, man, god damn it. Redman says, it ironically correlated the same time you did a 24-hour CQ. Can you explain that a little bit? Shorty says, we're all thin from all the liver failure and barfing. We call the strong beers Doppelbock. That's a German term, I believe, around 8%. But we're big on lagers. Yeah, so this beer that I was talking about, I think that range is closer to 9 to 11, depending. And people would come in and just pound that shit down and just get fucking wrecked. Black Cat used to be able to hold her liquor pretty well, but now a feather knocks her over. I was rocking pretty good during COVID. Not maybe as good as I used to be, but you saw that one day I drank basically a whole bottle of fucking Mellow Corn on stream. It's like guarding the hallways, make sure no one sneaks up on the duty officer. Oh, interesting. Pizza larger? Pizza lager? Pizza? You want a piece of pizza? Let me look this up. Okay, I will share this with you all. So this here. So this beer is called Final Absolution. It is a triple. So let's see. Dragon Mead signature product, the ultimate Belgian style. Very high gravity of this beer is balanced by the smoothness of its finish. Banana and clove aromas come from the Belgian yeast strain, combining with a generous dose of Belgian candy sugar. The Saaz hops help to give this beer a balanced bitterness with no noticeable hop aroma. It is delicious. It is absolutely delicious and refreshing and tasty. That is what about on average 10% ABV. So, yeah, because I worked there, I used to drink that shit a lot. So they had a beer called Sin Eater there that was, I think, 13 to 14%. And I brought a growler home of that one day. And the group of people that were over, none of them liked it. So I just drank the whole thing myself. I did get pretty fucked up from that. But that was the best time for drinking. It's fun to go outlaw places blatantly disregarding rules. It is true. It was also good to stock up on my Mellow Corn and just drink delicious Mellow Corn while I was doing the stream. Think back to that first. Kind of terrible as it was. Man, kind of had a blast doing those streams every night. Just coming and hanging out with you guys at night and having the drinks. Better than I'm doing now! Oh boy. Well, we should be back here Wednesday. I have what I think is one of the most amazingly disgusting stories. I've been saving it. I'm 100% sure I've never talked about this on stream, but I've been saving it. And I almost feel like it might be time to unleash it. And it might be time to do it Wednesday. I'm not sure. It's, as I've said, I believe before, you'll think I'm making it up. I can't believe that it actually happened to me. It's preposterous. It's hilarious. It's fucking gross. But lately it's been burning a hole in my pocket. I feel like I kind of want to let it out. So, I don't know. Maybe we should do a poll for that. If we should save it or let it loose. That's how I can honor you when I move into a new place. You get a bottle of Mellow Corn. Guys, I miss my mellow corn. I miss my oaked mellow corn. That stuff was just fucking awesome. It's fucking awesome. Now I am not, I'm thirsty. Thirsty for a glass of mellow corn that I don't have and can't have. Shorty says, let it loose. Poll resolved. Yeah. If I'm going to let it loose, though, you all better be here. You all better be here. If I'm going to let this story loose, you all better show up. I don't want to let go this epic tale and not have anybody here. So I think that would be the thing. If you guys want me to tell that story, then I'm going to make a trade. You got to show up. You got to show up and be there if I'm going to do it. It's that fucked up. That will be the deciding factor. You want to do it? We'll do it Wednesday. It's so bad. It's so bad. King Dinosaur loves fucked up stories. I mean, if you come and you hang out here, by and large, you like fucked up stories. But this one will blow your mind. This one will blow your mind. You'll be like, no. All right, let's let it loose. Let's let it loose. Wednesday, the worst story you've ever heard. Yeah. Wednesday, we're going to do one of the most bizarre fucking stories ever. So tell your friends, hype it up. We're going to do it. It's time for me to let it out. This story gave me a complex. It gave me a complex. In your do after I tell you the story, you'll know why it gave me a complex. And I feel like some people kind of look at me and like, no. All right, you're on for a treat. We'll do that Wednesday. It's time to end the stream, unfortunately, for tonight. I stayed a little bit extra because we started a little bit late. That was my fault for this fucking stupid goddamn monitor box not fucking working. Piece of shit. So anyway, we will do that Wednesday. Hype it up. Tell your friends. Y'all better be here. I can't wait. Shorty will probably be like, oh, in Finland, we do that all the time. It is a thing we do every solstice drink wiener thing. And then Moogle will be like, Brando marshmallow face. But as we say at the end of all of our episodes, stay safe, keep the faith, and all of that good shit. And make sure you get yourselves some rest. We'll see you again Wednesday night for one of the more fucked up stories you're going to hear. Wacky Wednesday. Here we come. Wacky Wednesday, here we come.